Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Photographic Memory Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the program Dr. Shannon Panzo. Dr. Shannon, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm having a great day today, as usual, and everything is just happy here, like it should be.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
And that leads us to today's big topic. And what is that topic?
But before we have to know, Dr. Shannon's a photographic memory expert, brain management expert, and you can go to zuxpro.com to get mentoring right now, right today. And that's definitely things, because great things happen here. Our topic we're going to go into is programming involving the law of attraction and photographic memory. Programming is such an important part of it. It's not just like you think something, you will it, and it appears. There's a lot more to the process, and we've talked about it before, but we want to use how having a photographic memory, having the ability to really manage your brain is going to make things much easier when it comes to programming and attracting the things you want that are positive, correct?
Well, I guess you could wrap it up that way, but let me just take the opportunity to give you a sensation of what it's like whenever the law of attraction is working for you, okay? The first thing is you're happy. You may be bored, but you're still happy, okay? Why? Because things are falling your way. That is really what the results are that you want to get. You want to have things happening for you in the right way, not so that you're still going to have trials and tribulations along the way. Those aren't going to cease, but your ability to work through those things becomes a lot easier if you have good results with your programming. Now, your programming and the law of attraction basically work together. So the law of attraction is something you can't get away from. You're born with it. You will live it out throughout your entire life. It has a specific design for you. Yes, destiny is real. But if you come to understand that and what it means to you, then it's much easier to live your life and really have a very fulfilling life when it comes to your destiny. So resisting destiny is one thing, and resisting destiny and programming against it, well, that's going to lead to a lot of dissatisfaction in your life. And look, just like everybody else, I went through all those things as I was learning about the law of attraction myself. And it took me a long time to understand all the principles about the law of attraction and how it actually works. So, Neil, you had some questions.
Yeah. So talking about programming, sometimes you program something, but yet if you have negative thoughts, that programming is not going to work for programming something that's going to be positive in your life or the right thing that you really want to attract, correct?
Well, It's really important that you program in a positive frame. Now, there's a huge misunderstanding about programming in a positive way and not a negative way. And the other thing is use of negative words in your programming. Now, I've found out basically through the basic principles of life, the first words that you learn in your life are no, stop, don't. Why? Because your parent or guardian wants to save you from harm. And these are the words that are literally pounded into us early on that tell us, hold up there, you're going to make a mistake. I'm trying to save you from doing something that's going to be injurious, what have you. Okay, so that's how we learn about those words. Those words are usually learned before mommy and daddy. Now, they're learned in our subconscious. Our subconscious knows exactly what those words mean. So when it comes to programming, sure, if you can do your programming and always put it into positive terms, great. But if you find something that you just can't get it into positive terms in that regard, then you can use negative words. And don't feel bad about using them as long as you get your results. It's all about getting results. It's not about conforming to somebody else's view as to what needs to be taking place. A very good for instance, and I'll just give you a wonderful little program that I started over 40 years ago. And that is, I never lose my wallet. Now, how many, Neil, how many people do you know that have never lost their wallet in the last 40 years?
There's not a lot that most people have at one point in time lost it, misplaced it.
Right. Well, I haven't. I have misplaced it from time to time, but to find it again, no problem. But losing it, outright losing it, because, oh, what a pain that would be. So I programmed it in. I used the word never in programming in, and I have never lost my wallet, which is great for me. And if that happens to be a system that you need to put in place, by all means, you can borrow that program. I think it's well worth taking that tiny bit of stress out of your life.
So if you said that, just that example, I'm never going to lose my wallet, but in your mind, you're thinking you're going to lose your wallet, you're going to lose your wallet, you're going to lose your wallet. It's not going to program and you're going to lose your wallet, right?
Well, actually, it's a twofold street there. And there's a really interesting thing when you talk about losing something. When you lose something, you always want it back. If you give something away, you don't want it back. But if you lose something, you always want it back. And thus, that's why whenever you talk about losing something, you almost automatically get it back anyhow. So that's okay. The main thing is you work with the programs as they are provided to you. Now, when it comes to ZoxPro, I don't actually provide programs for my clients in ZoxPro. It's pretty much a hands-off with that because I figure that people are adult. They know what needs that they have to meet in their life. And I provide the mechanism, but they provide their own auspice of what they want to achieve in their life. Thus, they're putting their own programming in. So I provide the vehicle, but again, you provide your own imagination to doing what you do. Now, in the mentoring, though, I have more of a hands-on approach because there are certain principles that I need to get cleared out of the way so that my mentoring clients can do things very effectively and efficiently with me at their own acceleration. And so what I do is I have a series of just a few real specific programs that do a whole world of good straight up. These are very important to people, specifically because I need to clear that old stuff out of the way so that my people can achieve. So I actually give them a few programs to start with to help them move on their way in a very positive way first. Then we can get down to business, the good stuff.
So what kind of programs? Are they simple programs you do first in the mentoring, the ones that...
Well, I'm not going to share those with you because those are only shared with my mentoring clients. But these programs are pretty straightforward, pretty simple, but they take care of some lingering problems that most people have.
Okay. And because that's the things that keep them stuck from achieving what they want to achieve in life.
Right. Baggage.
Yeah, baggage, different things, and that's what you do in mentoring. But using your photographic memory. So when you talk about particularly programming, if you don't stick to that particular program, it's just not going to work. It's like anything else in life, right?
Well, whenever we're dealing with programming, we need to make sure that we're relaxed about what we program, because if we're not relaxed about it, it sure isn't going to work for us. So, you know, there's that involved as well. So your programming has to do with doing a meditation session, and along with your meditation session, that's where you're going to do your programming at. This is all basic stuff. So this is not anything that is anything new in the way of doing your programming. But whenever it comes to programming, people need to get real with themselves as to what is really applicable in their life instead of what isn't. Okay. For instance, if you do not have the means to support an ocean-going yacht, then why would you program in to have an ocean-going yacht if you have no means to support the upkeep and maintenance of such? So something like that is going to give you a real problem if something should actually manifest in that way. If something should manifest in that way, what are you going to do about it? Now you have a huge burden instead of something that you can enjoy. And quite often, if it doesn't happen, you think, oh, gee, I've failed at programming. No, you haven't failed at programming. You've just programmed in the wrong thing at the wrong time.
You have the means to have that success and have the plan set to make it happen, right?
Right. And the good thing is you can always use programming to move yourself forward. Okay, you can use programming in health. If you suffer poor health, you should be supporting your health through programming. If you have financial issues, you should be supporting yourself through those times with programming. These are things that help you keep your mind while everybody else is running around screaming with their hands in the air. You're keeping yourself even keel on all this, and you're going through the processes with a lot less stress.
So if you want to learn programming and the law of attraction, you can read your books, first of all, and then after reading your books, is sign up for mentoring. Is that correct?
Well, ZoxPro gives you the basics on programming. So you can get it through ZoxPro, which that has the mental photography as well, which makes by exercising our brain in this way, it makes our ability to use the law of attraction that much easier. But if you really want to take advantage of it, then you go into mentoring. And then you're taught things that are proprietary to the organization. And these are things that nobody else out there has.
And then after that, best thing right now, you want to get started today with ZoxPro or mentoring is go to ZoxPro.com, right?
Right. Because
great things happen here. Exactly. Great things happen here at ZoxPro.com. Check him out, Dr. Shannon Panzo. Make sure you follow him on all social media. Like, share this video, and tell your friends. And that's about it. And just say, there is the show, the Photographic Memory Podcast. Catch up on all the episodes. We appreciate it, Dr. Shannon. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
All right. That was the Photographic Memory Podcast, guys. Take care.